Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. That was Coach Vermeil, and Bob does give good advice. You're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's starting to heat up down here. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids Spartan Studios. I don't know if you're looking out your window yet, but there's bluebird skies down here. It's going to be 55 degrees. You either better be tailgating or headed to deer camp, because those are the two best things I could be thinking about right now. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Jop, and you get pretty good advice, too. You made the comment that we ought to have Rick Mack from the Choo-Choo Grill in, and I said, Choo-Choo Grill, I've heard of that place. And that was really good advice, because he just brought us a breakfast sandwich that is, I mean, I need a nap.
I know, it's the rail kill. Hey, good morning, Rick.
Morning, how you doing?
We're good, how are you?
Good.
Good, so let's break down the Choo-Choo Grill. Where are you located?
We're on the corner of Leonard and Plainfield, just north of Grand Rapids.
Big place, isn't it?
No, not really. At one time, it was dubbed the smallest restaurant in Grand Rapids.
Really? Still that way or not?
That I don't know. We're small, but boy, we pack a punch.
I tell you, roll them out.
I've heard about your place from a lot of people. I mean, you've been there long enough, and your food's of a quality that people like to remark about it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We do, and my father-in-law always felt that it was best to always get the best product, serve the best meat you can buy, best bacon on the bacon, the BLTs.
That
and so
sausage
forth.
Was gorgeous.
Yep,
huge.
Very good. And that's not a sausage you can get anywhere. I have a lot of people comment, you know, I don't see that sausage in any of the restaurants. And it's a little more expensive, but it's well worth it.
It's almost like a banger.
I've heard that.
I'm being serious.
Yeah. So the Choo-Choo Grill, correct me if I'm wrong, but when I was there, it looks like you got about 10 seats up at the bar and a couple booths. So that equates to me to about 14, 15 people is the capacity. Is that what the fire marshal says?
Well, they at one time there was a sticker behind the door that said maximum capacity 75 people. But I'm sure that's during a catastrophe of some kind. But no, it seats 18 people. We have three stools underneath the front counter for... kind of stand by until the people actually get another seat, like up to the counter. We call it an upgrade.
Yeah, maybe 75 pygmies.
Yeah. So let's talk about that menu. You're a breakfast and a lunch place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's grilled, predominantly, except I understand you got just a killer chili. Chaz says that from Schmoes, he's here with us, he says it's worth the trip just to have a bowl of that chili.
Oh, yeah, you got to have some chili. You got to get in there and get one of the big burgers at lunch. If you haven't wrapped your hands around that big piece of meat, oh, man, you're missing out. You get Kathy on that grill firing it up, and you get to watch her cook the whole thing. And you get Rick's jokes for free, usually.
Yeah, are they worth what you pay for them?
Exactly what you pay for them.
Rick, so how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been in the restaurant business, let's figure this out here, 15, 17 years.
So are you sort of like an Ed DeBevick thing? Is this
well,
in there and get
we do get sarcastic sometimes.
So Joppy fits right in.
Yeah, you know, that's why I was drawn to him. I've eaten breakfast there two or three times on my way into work in the morning, and I'm like, we got to have this guy on the show because he's my kind of guy.
Did he
serves
ask?
Up great food, and he's a little bit of a smartass when he does it, so I'm all good with that.
So did Jop ask you to deer camp then? Because that's normally a requirement
for
him.
No, he did not. He said he had a camp cook. I don't know who it is.
Right. Well, you know, you got important things to do there. You got regulars, man. I'm not one of them yet, but I'm going to become that way. But it's you walk in there, and there's a whole lot of people that are known by first name.
If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys. I'm 107.3 every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. We're switching back to our 11 o'clock schedule here in a couple of weeks because the college schedule will change back. So the pregames will be done. I don't know. We got maybe 2 weeks for that. But we're being joined right now by Rick Mack, and he owns a place called the Choo-Choo Grill. I mean, that's pretty distinguished. You don't mix up the Choo-Choo Grill with... You know, like Quinn and Tui's down the street, who's been here too. And the fire marshal's been in there when I've been there. So you do have fire marshal issues on your street.
Oh, they've been around. They come by once in a while, check us out.
Just to have a free breakfast, probably.
Well, they haven't asked for that yet, but we'd sure accommodate them.
So, Rick, tell me the top three things that are sellers at the restaurant. If our listeners are out driving around, you're here on the show with us, but there's still somebody back holding the shop down. If they roll in there, what are they going to have besides this Rail Kill sandwich, which has a 100% Grilling Guys endorsement on it?
And what's Rail Kill anyway?
It's just something we picked up.
Because you hit the pigs with a train?
Yeah. Well, it's right on. It is. It's an old train station is that he's in, the Choo Choo Grill, thus the name. But so tell us, what's on the menu?
Well, one of the most popular for lunch is a Red Caboose. That's a half-pound cheeseburger deluxe with steak fries. By far, that we sell more of those than anything else. Another top seller is the Cheddar Bacon Melt. It's a third-pound ground beef patty on grilled rye bread with cheddar cheese, sautéed bacon and onions. And as you said earlier, bacon does everything, so it's definitely a winner.
Awesome.
Omelets in the morning are very popular. The Fireman, of course, that's a big breakfast. Got potatoes, three kinds of meat, three eggs, toast. It's all good.
Do you do anything wood-fired on the grill?
No. We tried that once, and a place almost burnt down. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It did burn down.
No, but if you're not grilling in your backyard and you want really good grilled food, this is place to go. And that's why I was so intrigued by it, because the three or four times I've been there in the last couple months, the food that slid across the counter to me has just been fabulous. And you know what? The Grilling Guys like to support local businesses and people that are putting out a great product at a very fair price. And the Choo Choo Grill is just that. So
especially if they bring us breakfast.
Yeah, which he did. Again, if you didn't hear me say it, this is the fourth time. Rail Kill Sandwich, drive there. It's worth the trip.
And, hey, and you can always get it to go if there isn't a seat. I see the line out the door for to-goes all the time over there at the Choo Choo.
Wow. It's just on the northwest corner. It's just north a little bit of Leonard on Plainfield. And cute little buildings. It's pretty hard to miss. I mean, if you're driving by there, you're going to look at it because it's kind of red, I think red and black, if I recall.
Yep.
I'm not a good one to look at buildings when I'm driving. I hit stuff. But anyway, what else?
Awesome. Well, Rick, hey, thanks for coming in and joining us, because if you're out running around and you're hungry, you need to, and you're in the north east side of town, zip over to the Choo Choo Grill. I'm telling you, it's worth your trip. Like Chaz just chimed in, if you don't have time to sit down, call them ahead, put an order in, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there.
I have a few terms, since it's all guys in here, I can bust these loose, but you know, we have trouble deciphering what our wives say sometimes, our girlfriends, and there's a few words that are pretty critical. And when she says that's okay, it's one of the most dangerous statements women can make to a man, because that's okay means she wants to think hard and long before deciding when and how you'll pay for your mistake. And if she says 5 minutes, if it's getting dressed, it means a half an hour.
These are almost like man law things, but a little derivative of it, right?
Yeah, it's like husband law. It's just husband speak.
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks for a woman, if she's thanking you, don't question this or faint. Just say you're welcome and let it go.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what are the hours at the Choo Choo Grill?
7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 7 till 2 on Saturday. And then in the summertime, we're closed on Saturdays, so we can have a little fun, too.
Absolutely. Everybody's got to do that. But your family's been there over 50 years, right?
Yeah, that's correct. My father-in-law bought it in 1957. That was the year my wife was born. She was pretty much raised there. And it's been the same family ever since, 54 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a great Michigan business that is cutting a living and serving up great food.
Some of the best people I know were born in 1957.
Yeah, is that right? Are you looking in the mirror, Bob? Is that what you're doing?
Mom.
Yeah. You're dating yourself, but I guess that's okay.
Nobody else would date me.
That's right. Exactly. But anyway, hey, Rick, thanks a lot for coming to the show today. And we're really, we'll be by your restaurant many more times, I'm sure. The Roadkill Sandwich, number 5 plug there, was a great thing.
And you know it goes great with Bone Crusher.
That's right. And we'll when we come back, we'll be talking with our friend Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. He has brought in, Chaz comes with a calling card. The 24 reasons to love Chaz every time he shows up. And we're just break down this new Bone Crusher and what you might put it with when you're out in your backyard grilling.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly. But so coming up next, we're going to talk with Chaz, and then we're going to talk with our friend Merle from Allen Bob's. He's going to break down the Big Buck contest. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yeah.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.